going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We start with the Royals. We're going to talk a lot more about what happened last night. What a wild game.
It was
teetering towards being the worst loss of the season until it wasn't, obviously. We're going to talk about some of the things that occurred there, but the Royals are back at it tonight at Kauffman Stadium. 6:40 first pitch again. Michael Lorenzen gets the nod as the Royals try to win their third straight game. Vern's on deck show, 5:30 tonight on 96.5 The Fan.
Called a winning streak, you know? So trying to get one of those going again. Obviously, what we're talking about is, like, if they could go through a stretch of games here, well, then you might be able to get somewhere as far as getting back towards 500. The first, I think, of the Royals' current goals, that and getting the offense on back. Or back on
deck. No doubt.
Next up on Watch Trending, the Steelers, Browns, and maybe possibly the Vikings, according to Diana Rossini, are involved in trade conversations at some level for the Falcons' backup quarterback, Kirk Cousins. How serious those conversations are, not really firm, but that some of those teams have at least kicked those things around. Makes sense. Those are the teams that were in play for Aaron Rodgers at some point. And so still looking for some upgrade in the quarterback play. Still doesn't really make sense a lot to me that Kirk Cousins would stay in Atlanta. I kind of expect him to get traded sometime between today and tomorrow.
Elsewhere, NBA postseason continued last night. The Pacers now have a 2-0 lead over the Bucks with a 123-115 win. Same with the Thunder, a 118-99 win over Memphis, so they're up 2-0. We got a tie series involving the Lakers and Timberwolves as the Lakers came back in strong fashion after losing game one to even up the series. Tonight, we got three games on the docket. Magic and Celtics, Boston up 1-0. Cleveland and Heat, they're up. Cleveland Cavaliers are up 1-0. And then the Warriors, Rockets, Golden State up 1-0. That's the late game tonight as the NBA postseason is in full swing.
Yeah, man, look, at least finally getting some better games. Evened up a series last night.
Yes.
Luka played really well again last night. Next up on Watch Trending, James Cook did not report to voluntary workouts for the Buffalo Bills amidst his contract negotiation with Buffalo. He's reportedly want to be paid like one of the top running backs in the league. Running backs, if there is a position that I will allow almost an unlimited amount of holdout to, it's running back. They may only ever get one chance at getting paid. So if running backs are being paid around you, get your check. I mean, I can't put it any other way. Hold out as long as you can. And as you've pointed out before, you really only can hold out a little bit as a rookie. You can't hold out as all as a veteran. So not easily. You got to pay up a bunch of money in what Chris Jones did. But like as a rookie, at least you still have some leeway.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, we just heard Patrick Mahomes speak here on 96.5 The Fan. Just a couple things. I think it was very evident throughout that even short Zoom call that their goal, and it sounds easy, right? Their goal is to get the explosive passing game back in this offense. They recognize it. Whether that'll impact how they draft, we'll see, right? But that is clearly the message as their Camp Pat stuff is going on down in Texas. He also was asked about Rashee Rice. Just how does he look, right? He's coming off the injury. Mahomes said the expectations are high. He looks really good. Not a whole lot out of the media availability from Mahomes. Also did say the haircut was time. He's like, I can't believe you guys let me keep that hairstyle last year.
What am I? Like I got to clown. It's time.
Could you imagine you would have been in the locker room? Hey, Pat, there's a lot of people that think it might be time for you to get rid of the haircut. What are you doing?
Hey, man, hair's not looking good. I'm tied it up, you know? Go with a clean fade or something. Like, no chance. No chance. Teammate, fine. But like that.
Maybe his teammate said something. Who knows? He said it was time, though. He was superstitious. He was winning rings.
He said either we're winning three in a row or we're losing the Super Bowl and I'm getting rid of it.
He didn't want to change it after winning a second ring. That'd be a bad decision.
I kind of agree with that. I appreciate his commitment to the
bit. There you go.
Next up on What's Trending, don't forget our Cody and Gold road trip. Saturday, May 3rd, we are bordering on rounding up by two people maybe. I think 140 total people will be down there to watch Jack Caglione play Saturday, May 3rd at Hammonds Field. Tickets available at 96.5thefan.com. They're $10 each. If you want to come join us, we're going to meet up at Harbell's ahead of time, 3:30 to 5 as well. Probably find ourselves out at some local establishment, I'm sure, after the game, but at least an organized activity, 3:30 to 5. That's where, for those of you who have pre-ordered a shirt, we'll have a chance to pick them up there at Harbell's. Looking forward to it. Saturday, May 3rd, 140 people. Got to be a crowd down there.
We'll end up well above 150 people end up making their way down to Springfield with us. Cannot wait for that. Weather forecast this far out, looking good, looking like 72 degrees in Springfield. So hopefully that holds as well. That is, as you said, what's trending. Don't forget, though, here on a Wednesday, you're looking for something to eat. You're looking in the lunch hour. It is perfect time to visit our Wednesday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold, our friends over at Jefferson's. They also have a brand new happy hour that's here to save you some money. 7 days a week, you can enjoy half off appetizers and half off your bar tab, whether it's Jefferson's up north, North KC, or Jefferson's out in Lenexa. Half off your bar tab at both locations. Not to mention Mondays are all day happy hour as well. They have the same great deals during their reverse happy hour. 7 days a week, Jefferson's, wings, burgers, oysters.
Half off those corn nuggets for you.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get the nugs.
You can get yourself all taken care of. You'll be good to go. Half off your corn nuggets. Get yourself some wings. I told you, I've really settled into, just in general in food, a sweet spicy combo might be my favorite way to consume food. So like,
I still like the honey barbecue, man.
I get the mango habanero. I told you, I went to a friend's house and they were watching WrestleMania on Saturday. One of the people who came there, cause it was a smaller group, brought like a variety sample of chips. One of them that I hadn't had was that same, right? Where you get the like spicy, but it's not, it was cheddar jalapeno flavored Cheetos. I thought, this is a good Cheeto. Hadn't had it. Very much enjoyed it. Either way, so if you're looking for it, mango habanero would be my suggestion over at Jefferson's. But you can get all kinds of stuff. Boneless, bone-in. Alex and I are not judgmental on that. I don't care if you call it a bona fide chicken nugget. Sometimes it's just easier.
Sometimes it is, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. Look, if you're on a first date, you may not want to make a mess and be a pig, you know, while you're eating. Maybe you just
first
go simple
off,
with
wings
the
wings on a first date.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Wild choice of location.
You can't do it.
But Jefferson's might be the place I'd make the exception for.
You can get the oysters.
They do say it's an aphrodisiac. Okay. So okay. What?
That's true. No, you're.
They
nothing,
do say
nothing
that.
You said is inaccurate.
You're saying you're on a date. You're talking about eating oysters. What was it when they were in the trash of the day where that woman ordered like 70 of them?
Yes, on a date,
like an egregious amount of them. And I like oysters, but like an egregious amount.
One date ever. Wasn't even a date. I would call it. Where we had oysters, but I had it one time. That's it. Never again. Not a big oyster. I'll stick with the wings, man. The wings are great. I'll stick with that. But if you want your oyster fix as well, I just can't do the oysters anywhere.
Yeah, you said you tried. You gave them a shot.
I don't think there should be, for us, over
at Jefferson's.
There should be a rule of seafood that you don't, if you're not on the coast, if you're landlocked, you shouldn't be getting seafood.
Ever? What?
Ever. No. In today's day and age, it's way easy to bring it. You can bring in stuff that's fresh very quickly.
It's like coming
via
Pony Express, dude. This is an 1880.
I love fresh seafood, you can get fresh salmon from this morning by this evening. I love a good salmon, but it's a coastal thing. You got to be on the coast.
I'm not saying it's not better on the coast.
Let's be honest. They could say that it's from the coast. You have no idea where it actually is coming from.
They didn't get it from the Missouri River, dude. They don't have salmon there. They didn't shuck the oysters up at Smithville Lake. Like, they came from the ocean. What do you mean? They're saying, like, it's not fresh and it's lying to me?
I think it hits different if you're on a coast somewhere.
If you're in New Orleans
or if you're in Destin or if you're in North Carolina.
No, I get the ambiance that you're talking about, but the actual food you can get from literally there's truly spaces you can get stuff from this morning brought in by this evening. Now it's very expensive, or the next day, I should say. Very expensive.
We used to place our, at Webster House, they used to place their fish order on Wednesday, and it would come in Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, that's when it came in. So, I mean, I guess it wasn't like, the guy didn't, it wasn't Popeye. He didn't like put it into the water, reel it in directly into his mouth to eat the fish like he's Bluto, but like the fish was pretty fresh. You say to eat it.
Would you eat a steak in New York City, Drew? How do they get the fresh Midwestern beef so quickly?
He's making
how do they,
it sound like, you know? I took like the cattle prod to the and then I just like carved it off the side and then ate that thing there.
We can get plenty of top level food brought in, man.
All right. Someone from the 93 said, Cody is now the only person on this show allowed to talk food. That's giving you a hard time for being picky. But, like, you're not liking oysters. Lots of people don't like oysters. Anyway, I do, and you should get them at Jefferson's.
You should. You should definitely either get that, wings, burgers, you name it. There, that is the place to be. All right. The Royals last night, what a weird game, the way it turned out to be, right? You had a dominant pitching outing from Chris Bubich, who was once again awesome, gave you 7 innings. The offense still wasn't there. It's 1-0. You get an insurance run. Drew Waters has a career night at the plate, a double shy of the cycle. Carlos Estevez, who has been very, very good for them, had his worst outing of the season. 3 walks, just had 0 control after getting the first 2 outs. Goes to extra innings. Probably should have ended in the bottom of the 10th. Instead, it goes to the 11th. And Freddie Fermin saves the day twice. He picks off a runner at third in the top half. And then he ends up with what was the walk-off single to win the game in the bottom of the 11th inning. That game was, let's be honest, bad baseball at times. Holy cow.
It was great baseball by Chris Bubich for a while. The guy that they were hitting against had a career like 5.5 ERA. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the last 3 innings were a mess. The Royals were walking every hitter. The Rockies couldn't move a guy over. Nobody could lay down there were like multiple unsuccessful bunt attempts. Michael got picked off a second. Last night's game, I really look in like two big pictures. One is the easy picture. Chris Bubich is pitching lights out. He's pitching like a guy who I believe was a compensatory first round pick, who was a part of our second round pick. He was right a part of that same grouping of guys who all came up together, who looked like they should be a star, and now they're a star. So like, okay, cool. We're good there. Makes sense. Outside of that, feels comfortable. That's the first part of it. The second part of the game is, Estevez had a miserable night.
Yeah.
But like everybody, they like caught a cold in the 9th inning with 2 outs, mind you, and just decided everyone was going to walk everyone. Estevez walked three guys. Didn't Lynch walk 2? Like everyone was walking.
There was a stretch
through.
Where they had, in 2 innings, they had, it was a 5 walks in a two-inning stretch, something like that.
So like, yeah, it was just out of control and the game got out of control. I'll give the Royals credit for not letting it become an absolute gut punch of a loss, because the runs in the 10th and the 11th, yeah, they didn't get a run in the 10th, but they did a better job with the guy in second getting their guy home. In the 9th, it would have been easy to lay down and die. Okay? It'd have been really, you didn't have a runner on second. You were down a run. You still needed Michael Garcia to come through for you. You still needed a just barely, but deep enough sack fly from Michael Massey to get the run. Sure, Michael got picked off, but you needed people to come through for you to win the game. I'll just wash away. I don't even care. Estevez had a bad night. The end. Like, I'm not even hung up on it.
I'm not worried about him. Let's see how he continues to pitch. There has been plenty of outings this year that have equated to 5 saves and a victory as well. Out of the 10 wins the Royals have, he has a win and 5 saves. Jumping ship after one really, really bad night at the office, I think, is way overreaction to what Carlos did. Let's see what he continues to look like. If he has another bad outing or so, then yeah, we can have a conversation. But acting like you got to have a 0.0 ERA or be perfect, or you got to strike out the side, or it's got to be 1-2-3 every single time.
You're never
closer,
allowed to have a bad outing. As a starter, we forgive it.
Yeah, I would like Mariano Rivera as my closer as well, but that doesn't exist. So let's relax a little bit on worrying about Carlos Estevez after a really, really bad outing yesterday. Thank goodness they were able to get the win, as you said, and kind of recover from it. Hopefully, again, it can build on this. Would you rather win while you're trying to figure things out offensively? Of course. And nothing has changed offensively. They have the same problems that they had 24 hours ago, 72 hours ago. Drew Waters is a positive. Let's see if he can keep it up. But still, we've said it over and over. Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Jonathan India. When are those three going to get going? When's that going to happen? And that'll still be the biggest thing to shift your feeling about this team if you think that they're obviously not going to figure it out. That has to be something that they do. In the meantime, go beat up on some bad teams. It still counts as a win, by the way. It is okay. Yep. It is okay to get wins and squeak by with wins against the Rockies. They don't have to win 10-0, okay? That counts
the same. I'd
like
them to win 10-0.
That would be nice. It would show that the offense is waking up. I would love that today, by the way, with Michael Lorenzen on the mound, if they could put up 10
runs. Should I be
betting
the under? I think I'm making the selection for Vern tonight. The Royals under is hitting at about a 70% clip. I don't know.
Stick with it, or are you going to fade?
I mean, at this rate, there's no indication that they're getting ready to snap out offensively. We'll see. I might just go with one of the Royals hitters to maybe snap out of it. The key to last night is, like, the other part is, like, I can understand that when Vinny said last, because, like, Vinny got asked in pregame, and this is, you know, and he didn't, they walked him late in the game because I think he would have gotten the sack fly to win it, and they weren't going to risk that, so they let Freddie Fermin beat him. But, you know, he spoke before the game pretty candidly.
I've sucked. There's no hiding from that.
I don't think that he, you know, he's not trying to, as he said, hide from it on that end. But at the very least, if on the games, India, Vinny, and Salvi are going to be non-contributors, which they were again last night. Okay, somebody else step up. We carried your ass for 162 games last year, and we're cold to start this year. Who's got it for us? Last night, it was Drew Waters and Freddie Fermin. And in the ninth inning, Mikel Garcia. So, like, get other contributors. That was the single best game Drew Waters has played as a member of the Kansas City Royals.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's his best game in his big league career.
Probably. Without even looking, probably.
I think that's exactly what it was for him. And Freddie Fermin, I mean, he's a fan favorite going back to last year and how important he was for this team. I don't know what Mickey Moniak was doing on third. All I know is a hell of a throw from Freddie Fermin.
Great catch by Mikel.
Mikel, great catch, and they got him out by a mile. I mean, I understand they reviewed it, but you might as well review it at that point. That potentially saved the game for them in that moment, and he comes up with the walk-off hit as well. That was really, really impressive. And all you can hope now is while they're trying to get this offense figured out, they can continue to get the great starting pitching, which is going to give them a chance to win every single game.
Yeah, and that's what it matters. Last night, Chris Bubich gave, otherwise the game gets lost. And also, if the bullpen isn't really good, they also lose that game, because even after Carlos Estevez didn't give a chance, they had to pitch the eighth scoreless. Estevez blew it in the ninth. They still win. And this is with a runner starting on second base. Mm-hmm. Scoreless in the 10th and the 11th. So, like, their pitching staff is what drives this team. It's what will always drive this team, and did so successfully, I'll say, there and really, really, really well and effectively. So, great. If that's going to be the case, then they're okay. And, like, they got to find some offense. Tonight, I'm assuming they're a favorite again without looking. I'm going to assume that they're favorite again to win against the Rockies tonight.
Based off their opponent, yes, I would say so. I mean, the Rockies have four wins on the season.
It is Lorenzen, so I guess I would wonder. Although their starting pitcher tonight, Marquez? What do we think? Marquez? Which one?
He's got like an 8 ERA, though. I'm not sure which one.
Herman Marquez.
All right, well, the name is Marquez, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure out which one it is to go there. He's got an 8.27 ERA. He had a 6.75 ERA. He only played one game last year. He
minus 198. Okay.
I'm supposed to take the over tonight.
Eight and a half runs.
You know what? That's going to be my bet.
Okay.
Spoiler for Vern's pregame. Later. Right. I'm taking over 8.5. I'm feeling like being an optimist. I don't think I'm allowed to go on and call someone an idiot on the air earlier today for their text line takes. That's a stupid take, and you're a stupid person. And not stand behind the Royals, you know, and not stand behind them today. I'm heavily leaning towards now taking the over 8.5 runs.
We're going to talk some more Royals baseball in 10 minutes. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, is going to join us. And don't forget, in about 40 minutes in the 1 o'clock hour, Jay Binkley, our draft insider, just about.
He has arrived. He's in the building.
30 hours till the draft. He's going to.
40 minutes early?
And he's going to join us at 1 o'clock hour to talk draft, baby. Oh, yeah.
Binkley doesn't mess around.
Well, if you remember last week, him and I were in here having an hour-long discussion before he even came on.
Yes, I do recall.
He's in the studio.
I do recall.
He's not here now.
He's locked in. Yeah, he's locked in, man.
He's getting prepped.
This is it. This is it. Final countdown for him.
What do you do to get locked in? You just like rewatch the Senior Bowl or like...
He's across the way in the bullpen. I'm looking at his computer screen. Looks like he's got a spreadsheet pulled up. I'm not even kidding. Mm. He's got a spreadsheet pulled up. He's doing some final crunching. Final mock draft is already out. But he's got a spreadsheet pulled up, color-coded. I can see it from here.
Love it.
Okay.
Thinking of the draft. There's a little bit of movement. at least in the where somebody might be going in the top five. Yes, top five. Guess who's now even money in multiple books to go top five? Ashton Jeanty, running back out of Boise State.
Okay.
Now, for that to happen, a trade might need to happen.
The Jags have to take him at four.
Right. The last team that traded up for a running back was the Chargers. The last time that happened was 2015. It was the Chargers when they gave up a fourth and a fifth round pick to move up two spots to grab Melvin Gordon. Okay. That was the last time a running back was picked in the first round due to a trade. Yep.
Do you remember him being like a move up in the draft to
Chief
go get
Super Bowl,
guy?
Chief Super Bowl champion, baby.
Yeah, you know what, actually? Kudos to Melvin Gordon. This is the part where I don't think that this is why, like, you and I both like, I think his, for him to go higher than 6.5, which was his over-under there for a while, over there on the sports.
Yeah,
books.
I don't
the
know, man.
The juice is kind of changing a little bit. Here's why. There are maybe four elite-level talents in the NFL draft this year. And one is Ashton Jeanty. The rest are dudes. They might turn into elite level players. I don't know. But like his elite level draft prospects, there's like four or five gold. And if they're only four or five and one is there, for the same argument I made this, I can't remember who it was for. I think it was either the Patriots or I was talking about one of the other teams. Trevor Lawrence has not come anywhere close to living up to the hype of the player that he is. And while I would say the Jaguars as a team do not have a great history of taking high round running backs, see ETN, see Leonard Fournette. I'm not saying Leonard Fournette had a bad career, but they should not take him fourth overall.
Cody, look at the potential landing spots.
Maybe help him out right away.
You have the Jags at five, could go there. Raiders at six. I mean, if you buy the Pete Carroll crap, it seems like they love Ashton Jeanty. I don't think the Jets are taking him at seven. That's off the board. Breece Hall is already there. Carolina at eight.
He's definitely not going any lower than 10, I think.
They just drafted Jonathan Brooks last year, I doubt that. The Saints at nine, I would be really surprised. The Bears at 10. He's not going past the Bears. So to what you were saying. So at latest, it's 10. I think he goes five or six. Like I think he's going no
Me
later
too.
Than the sixth overall pick to the Las Vegas Raiders.
I could make an argument for four. I don't think Vrabel would do it. That seems like, other than he had Derrick Henry and he kind of remembers what that was like.
It depends. Does Travis Hunter not go two and he's there at four? Well, then obviously the Patriots are taking Travis Hunter at four.
If it goes Hunter, Carter, which I still think it will, 1, 2, 3, Ward, Hunter, Carter, why is Jeanty at four to the Patriots crazy? They got a young quarterback who needs players. There's no wide receiver to take at four to help out Drake May. He remembers Derrick Henry and what that was like in Tennessee and how much that helped Ryan Tannehill. There are a lot of things that make sense in taking. What's the scariest fit that makes sense? Chicago? Like, let's say in the top 10, what's the, like, oh boy,
not that I'm fearful of Geno Smith of the Raiders, but like, I don't think you want a player like that in your division. It's still a running back. But if he goes to the Bears, they're in the NFC. Like, what do I care?
Sure. You're going to see him in the Super Bowl.
That'd be for Ben Johnson, though, and what he revamped the O-line. He's got a year two Caleb Williams, fresh start with a brand new head coach. They have Roma Dunze, who I think will be a lot better this year with DJ Moore. And then you add Ashton Jeanty. Offensively, I think they're going to be fun to watch. Defensively, we'll see what the Chicago Bears can be. But offensively, Ashton Jeanty, there would be a ton of fun. I just don't know if he makes it there. Could there be a team that tries to trade in front of the Chicago Bears? You asked about New England. Their current backfield is Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson. It's not like, I know they like Ramondre, like, but
it's the O-line situation, though.
Yeah, but Ramondre and
they're
going to
draft the what's his name, Mason.
Mason Graham?
No.
Or not Mason Graham.
Will Campbell.
Thank you. Yes.
The offensive tackle. Mason
Graham has been mocked to the Jaguars. Like every single mock draft has, almost all of them, since mock drafts started coming out, have Mason Graham going to the Jags at five. The dude's really good.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the Royals with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. We'll ask him about the craziness of last night and what he thinks could happen the rest of this series.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Against the Rockies. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Thanks for hanging out with us here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk some draft in a half hour with our guy Jay Binkley. As we mentioned, he is already in the building looking at spreadsheets. Some people said don't buy it. They don't think he's looking at draft stuff. They think spreadsheets about chew and different types of dip and things like that. But I don't know. All I know, he's got a spreadsheet up. Spreadsheet up. Rob's over there talking to
food,
him now.
Yeah, yeah. Like a draft party food spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. That's important, too.
Very, very important. Of course, we'll be at the landing. Well, we're going to be at the landing in Liberty.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I was about to say
Wings from Jefferson's, our official lunch partner on Wednesday, would not be the worst choice, you know?
Yeah, tomorrow night we will be at the landing, though. So, I don't know. Maybe some chicken fingers. I don't know. A burger. Figure out something.
Lots of choices.
All right, let's talk some Royals baseball. Our guy Josh Vernier, of course, is on deck show tonight. Coming up at 5:30, Game 2, Royals-Rockies from Kauffman Stadium, right here on 96.5 The Fan. Last night, what a wild game. It was teetering towards being one of the ugliest losses in a while for the Royals.
Oh, it without question would have been the worst loss of the season. Shoot, man, when it was lining up like it was going to be a 1-0 victory, a 2-0 victory, I was still expecting a somewhat somber postgame show because I know Royals fans were hoping that the Rockies would be taken behind some sort of a woodshed and put in their place. But I was listening earlier. I think you guys put it pretty well. Gold, I think you said it. Yeah, it looked like two bad teams playing some bad baseball for quite a while last night with Chris Bubich continuing to impress, but an offense and defense and base running that just – 24 games into the season, I think we've seen maybe two well-rounded ball games. You know, the win on Sunday, the win yesterday, they weren't clean, they weren't pretty, they weren't easy, they were kind of grimy, you know, for as much as, hey, good moments here. Mikel, Bobby each steal a base. Well, Mikel's getting picked off of second base. Great performance out of the bullpen again from Daniel Lynch and Lucas Erceg, but then you have the whole Carlos Estevez issue. Some great moments offensively and some, you know, disappointing. Sure, very happy with Freddie Fermin, very happy with Drew Waters, but what has plagued this team offensively, and that's, of course, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, in key situations, India and Massey, those issues continue to present themselves. So, again, we're yet to hear what we all fell in love with last summer with this team. We're still waiting for the sophomore album to sound or look anything like what we fell in love with last year.
It's like, while they figure that out, I don't care if they win every game 2-1 against the Rockies, right? Like, just win is probably the part that I'm most concerned with right now. Bubich, I mean, like, very rarely, in my opinion, do you trade away the third best starter on your team from the year before and not miss him. Like, to this point, Chris Bubich has made it so it
doesn't matter. Cody, and the return hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Jonathan India has been below average. I'm not going to say that he's been bad, but he hasn't been good. To think that that isn't flooding the text line right now. And you know, Brady Singer's 3-0 with a 3.8 ERA in Cincinnati. Nobody brings it up because of how well Chris Bubich has done, where if you wanted to, you could say, hey, JJ, your flawless record right now looks like it might be taking an L early on, but still, people want Estevez out, right? Cody, I heard you call someone an idiot and stupid earlier in the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, people are losing their minds, but no one going after that trade. No, it's a great point.
Like, the way I view it, and like with Estevez, is like the way I view it is like the Guardians. I look at the teams that I remember being good pretty much a majority of my life. The Guardians' best reliever for a number of years might have either been Cody Allen or other, and they didn't use those in just the ninth inning. Having a closer is one thing. That doesn't mean it's your best reliever. I like Erceg in a million different spots. I like Estevez in the ninth. Right. I don't think that those things have to be mutually exclusive.
Well, and listen, if Estevez sucks, they're not going to put him out there in the ninth inning, but his contract gives him the ninth inning. Also, Erceg's ability to be malleable throughout the course of a game allows him to be that fireman. And the reason why the fan base loves Lucas Erceg is because he was a part of that debut album and the best part of it, right? Right after the trade deadline, when you're like, oh my God, we're going to the playoffs. We finally have someone coming out of the bullpen. He's basically Wade Davis. Yeah, so people love Lucas Erceg. Estevez is the new guy that's only been a part of this disappointing sophomore album. So, of course, they want him out.
The way I view it, and I guess just out of curiosity, has Lynch officially made himself the third most reliable guy? Are they going to go to him third or fourth now?
Well, it's hard to argue. They need Zerpa. I mean, unless you think that this rotation is going to be one of the five best in Major League Baseball, and you know what? If they want to exceed what they did last season, forget that. They have to have Zerpa. Zerpa needs to be a powerful threat out of that bullpen. But yeah, without question, Daniel Lynch right now, in the absence of Hunter Harvey, is the third most reliable reliever in that bullpen, and someone that you can use on back-to-back days. We've seen that, and we've seen him. I'm not going to say he's Lucas Erceg, but he's certainly okay with whatever role you need me in. A lot like Chris Bubich, man. They're just so much more, well, mature, obviously, coming out of that 2018 draft, but they're just so cool and confident. They seem carefree out there, where, man, back in the day, it was so clear, so easy to read Daniel Lynch and how he's performing. You could see Chris Bubich huffing and puffing out there on the mound. And listen, I know they're having success, so it's easy to look cool out there, but you can just see that each one of these guys has almost half a decade of big league baseball, or at least professional baseball experience, under their belt.
We're talking to Josh Fernier, our Royals insider. Again, his on-deck show tonight, 5:30, as the Royals go for game two against the Rockies. We were looking at the 25-game stretch now. I guess it's a 24-game stretch that they're about to embark on, and there's only one team currently with a winning record. The Boston Red Sox are going to face. It feels like if this offense is going to get going, and I'm with you, I believe it will at some point. If it's going to happen, though, it feels like this is the stretch here to get things figured out.
Yeah, you would hope so, but listen, You know, the kid that you're going to face, the Royals are going to face tomorrow, Chase Dolander, one of the top 100 prospects. You know, yeah, you'd like to think you could get right off of him or the former All-Star Marquez that you're going to face tonight, who's not having the best start to the season. Yeah, you would love to think that, but through 24 games, I have nothing to base that hope off of. I'm still relying on Salvi's baseball reference page and Vinny's track record and Bobby's, as we saw last year, ability to come up clutch in the big moments. I'm going to rely on what Jonathan India's done in his career. You know, Michael Massey maybe is a little bit more faith than it is evidence. Yeah, you hope that they get started soon because, again, if this continues, if Vinny continues to hit 200 with runners in scoring position, if Salvi and Bobby are below 200 with runners in scoring position, this team's going nowhere. We can't really talk about how deep can this team get into October. We really can't even talk about who this team is, what this team is, until we see those four bats at the top at least get back to a league average output offensively. And then we'll see, oh, wow, what a difference Michael Garcia is making. Wow, Drew Waters is really taking this, helping to take this team to another level. But man, they just need to get back to the baseline, right? They just need to get back to not even what they were doing last year. They just need to get back to being a decent offense, not one of the three worst in the sport.
Which ranking, I guess, in concern order? Is Salvi 1, India 2, Vinny 3? Like, how would you rank them 1 through 3 in most concerning start? They're all bad or having bad starts to the season. Which one is, I guess, the most worrisome?
Oh, boy. I guess I'll say Jonathan India because, he adds a lot of value, certainly in the clubhouse and in the dugout. But I think defensively, at best, he's league average, wherever you want to put him, second, third, left field. So he needs to produce offensively. And again, this is the big addition from last offseason. You parted with Brady Singer to add this guy, to be on base in front of Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, how many times did we hear the stat of how often Bob came to the dish without someone on base? Well, it's still happening, and now they're just walking Bob because the two guys hitting behind him aren't hitting either. So I would say Jonathan India 1. I guess I'll say Salvi 2 just because of his age. Yes, the numbers say he's one of the five most unlucky hitters in Major League Baseball. Take with that what you will. I want to say Vinny's number two because the strikeouts are very puzzling. Vinny struck out three times on Sunday, just the fourth game in his career. He's had three punchouts. His strikeout percentage is inching towards 20%. This is a guy that as a rookie was at 11%, never been higher than 13. He's at 20 right now. But with Vinny, I'm thinking it's the two aspects of hitting are not aligned, the mental and the physical right now. I think he'll get it figured out. He's younger than Salvi, so I'll put Vinny in that three spot.
What about down in the minors? How impressed were you with what Cags did against Clayton Kershaw last night? How much stock do you put in that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know how good Clayton Kershaw is, but if I'm Jack Caglione, I just took one of the five greatest lefties. I squared him up twice. So what that does for the confidence of Jack Caglione, I would like to think, is immeasurable. Does that mean that he could come up here and dominate right now? Probably not. If you want to bring up the Nick Kurtz kid that was just called up by the Oakland A's, right? Two picks before Jack Caglione, ranked 15 spots lower than Cags in MLB's top 100 prospects. The only difference there, Kurtz has already dominated AA, and this year he was dominating AAA. Cags is he's performing well, not dominating. Pretty interesting moment yesterday in the dugout. Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star was asking JJ just a simple question to do some background, as the Star was at the game last night down there in AA. Vahir Gregorian was there, and Jesse asks, hey, what are you hoping to see out of Cags at AA? Just a generic, expecting a stock answer. It seemed to me as if JJ's sick of talking about Cags, so nice job, guys, yesterday by avoiding that question, because JJ kind of bit back with I want to see him hit a double. He's in AA right now, and that's where he's going
to
be.
I'm trying to make it to May 3rd. In our expert evaluation, I think they should not do anything to call him up to AAA until at least May 4th. That's just my expert evaluation.
Well, what was so crazy about that is he says, I want to see him hit a double. So then he goes and hits a double off of one of the greatest lefties that the sport has ever seen. And then he takes him back up the middle for a nice squared up single. So listen, Jack's doing everything that you would hope he would do, right? I mean, he's already had an 0 for 15 and come out of it. So he's checking a lot of boxes in the first month.
I guess the way I view it, and look, we're definitely part of the blame here. And I get like the organization's always wanting to be protective.
This has never happened, Cody. This has never happened where you have a team with playoff expectations in the big leagues and one of the top prospects in baseball in the minor leagues. This is something the Royals should celebrate.
For those who want to know, we got 140 people or so right now heading down to Springfield to watch Cags play ball. So if you want more information, 965thefan.com, if you want to get tickets and come join us. We got a big crowd coming that way. I definitely like the Kershaw thing. I understand he's in a rehab start and he's not.
He's 37, yeah.
But, like, I mean, he had 2.5 ERA 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's still Clayton Kershaw in my mind. And it's, like, the lefty part. And I think you remember when we first asked JJ about him, Vern, he made the very obvious point, which I think is actually more important. He said, it's not if he's getting hits, it's who he's getting hits off of. And it's like, okay, but if that's the standard, then you got to take big league picture with, you know, some value.
Right, and just the mental side of the game that Clayton Kershaw possesses, right? We could talk about, he's banged up, and he's, you know, I don't believe even eligible to come off of the 60-day until the end of May, so it's still a long way before Kershaw is big league ready, but, you know, Bartolo Colon, you know, certain veterans, man, I don't care how old you are, and when you're the vintage and the caliber of Clayton Kershaw, man, you can just outthink a lot of double-A hitters with your C-minus stuff. So for him, being unable to not only fool Jack Caglione or get him out, but Cags squared both of those things up. So seeing the ball well from a guy that is as deceptive as any lefty we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, he definitely has got to see that dominant Springfield Cardinal pitching staff first before they can make a decision. It has to happen.
It's quite the lineup. That Peyton Wilson's been hitting leadoff. He has a hit in every single game so far this season. I think it's a 15-game hitting streak. You got Gavin Cross. I saw Javier Vaz.
He got healthy or whatever. Yeah,
you got a pretty nice group. That's going to be a fun time.
That's the best offense maybe in the entire Texas League. I mean, for sure the Texas League, but maybe AA. It's one of the better ones.
I mean, they dropped Carter Jensen down to the 5 spot. Carter Jensen's a top 80 prospect in the sport. Yeah, that's a very deep lineup.
Vern, just last question, then we'll let you get out of here. As the Royals continue to kind of like look for offensive help, when do you think is too early for them to make the next move in the outfield? If the offense continues to go this way, Renfro, what do you think is the next move for the Royals if the offense keeps going this way?
Yeah, cutting Hunter Renfro, giving him his pink slip and a bunch of money to hit the bricks. Call up a guy like John Rave. Yeah, no. Shoot, man. I don't know what Renfro brings to the team right now. Okay, clubhouse. Yeah, he can be a decent clubhouse guy. But he doesn't use his arm as a weapon anymore. He's throwing to third base when the play's at home. Don't know what's going on there. Offensively, obviously not getting it done. He's never really done much on the base paths. Yeah, listen. They're going to give him every opportunity, you would imagine. They gave him that start last night at DH, even though, you know, Mark Canha, I don't know what Mark Canha has to do to get every day at bats. So that, to me, reflects a team that is saying, Hunter, come on, man. Here's your opportunity. You saw what we did with MJ. I know we have to pay you to leave, but we're not afraid to do that, especially if there is a better option. And defensively on the base paths and obviously offensively, it's hard to fight that. John Rave is a better option. So, yeah, you would like to think, within a month, if Renfro doesn't do something positive, he's on his way out.
Josh Vernier, a Royals insider, this evening, 5:30 on Deck Show. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff from Vern, as always. He joins us each and every Wednesday, and you'll hear him this evening as the Royals get set to take on the Rockies right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week. And then receive free support for life online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Question I have today relates to something you said 2 days ago.
Okay.
We were talking about hair. You were mentioning a trip to the barber. Somebody sent in a voicemail.
I heard. Thank you, by the way. Whoever sent it in, I didn't catch the gentleman's name on the voicemail.
This gentleman straight up said, get Rogaine, start now, never quit.
Yeah,
that was his exact suggestion.
He's like, you should just preemptively start doing it, even if it's not noticeable yet. I was like, okay. I thought about it.
He's saying it kept him alive for a long time. He stopped taking it during COVID, and it was all she wrote.
Yeah.
So I saw this as it related to like a social media question that was the same thing. So the thing I want today, I think it'll both help Alex and maybe he already has an answer for these for previous relationships. Question I have for you today is, what is your, let's call it, unhinged piece of relationship advice? Is it the thing you think works in your relationship that you don't think everyone subscribes to? I know immediately someone's going to say, like, we sleep in separate rooms, always an option. One person had suggested, one of the first ones I saw was, is they said they set a calendar date once a month to air grievances. So like
they have a calendar date.
Yeah, like, hey, third Tuesday of the month.
You just know
I'll sit on it.
Yes, I'm saying
fighting.
So you know that there's something that is driving you crazy and you're like, well, you wait till next Tuesday, I'm about to That's wild. Maybe healthy, actually.
I mean, in a lot of ways, you're limiting the fight numbers to a certain time period. Is that not such a bad thing, right?
That's interesting.
I heard that one and I thought,
I want to hear from both. You guys are the two that are married. So Drew, I'll start with you. This is let's get it from people that are married, for starters. Any advice?
I thought Drew was going to answer first.
No, I'm trying to find this cut because if this, and you said you know somebody or somebody texted in the grievances.
That was just something I had seen in relation to this question.
If they don't start it with this, then I don't know.
Seinfeld?
With the airing of grievances.
That's the only way you can start that conversation. Like, that's how it has to start every single month. I think I have to think about it, actually.
You don't think you guys do anything out of the ordinary?
Not so much where it's unhinged, I guess, like to that. Because the only thing I keep on thinking of unhinged, and I don't think there's anything that we do is unhinged.
I will say, I am not like, and you know, we don't fight very often, but like, I am not team like, let's not go to bed angry. Go to bed angry. Honestly, it's better sometimes. What are you trying to hash this whole thing out at 11:30 at night?
You're like, sleep on it. In the morning, you won't be as upset.
I've been with my wife for 20 years. You're better off just like, maybe if you're still pissed off in the morning, probably time to have a conversation about it, right? I slept on this
probably
thing the entire
night.
Depends
on what the issue is, right? Like, is it truly a big deal or is it not? Everything seems like
go to bed angry. I actually think it would serve some of you because, I'm not saying leave the house. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes trying to, fighting that thing out, that's nuts.
913-586-7965. Someone says sex at least 4 times a week.
Is that your personal rule?
Or is that actually happening?
What you're aiming for?
Is that what actually is occurring? Or is that just your dream?
Chewing it and doing it.
Apparently.
I mean, whatever works for you is fine. But I'm just saying, I'm asking, is that what you guys have decided? You're just like every other day? It's just like, hey, look, if we don't go more than a day, I don't think that's wishful for most people, but maybe not necessarily.
On average, couples in the U.S. have sex once a week or less. So this person's saying they have it 4 times a week. Good for you.
We don't do that. I've heard of people as well that I've got actually some friends who they schedule out in their calendars.
Sex?
When they have sex, yes.
I know other people who've done that before too.
What, you're just waiting all week? Like, Cody's like, I know I'm having sex on Friday. I can't wait for Friday. You guys plan this out?
This has never been our approach. I do know, there was one guy in particular who reminds me of. They had sex on Tuesday. Like, simply put,
I think the concept is
sex was Tuesday, and so like that was the night they had sex. They limited themselves or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, that's the night. Less kid activities, whatever it is, we got it in the schedule. No person is like, you know, I don't think it was like it was off the table the other 6 nights a week, but sex was on Tuesday. That was what they had established as
Tuesday.
A relationship.
It is a weird thing.
Specifically Tuesday. That's probably why it stands out so much.
It's a weird thing, though, to be scheduling it out in my mind, because look, you might both, it might be an exciting thing. You're looking forward to Tuesday, but if one of you is having a bad day, you're just not in the mood. And then all of a sudden it just kills the vibe and, you know.
Someone says Cody must sleep on the couch a lot. Due to my fighting system? No, I don't sleep on the couch a lot. I just think that, you know, like I think you can go to bed still being disgruntled.
I think you have there's a good point in that, Cody, because it's like you're essentially letting them have their own space in a way within going to bed angry. Like you're letting them internally kind of deal with it. and then you can come back to it later if it needs to even be come back to at all.
Over on Twitch, they said that maybe this is my own advice, but you probably shouldn't be having enough grievances that you should have to schedule the fights. You know,
someone like, says he's like, we don't plan it out. It's simple. The kids are gone. Let's do it or nap. They said.
Or nap.
We got two windows. The kids are not here. What are our available choices remaining? I'm just not much of a napper. So like, that's just usually, that's not usually my go-to.
I think, you know? Someone's right though. Like the waiting for a month to air your grievances with your wife or significant other, that seems waiting way too long. Let's say you just had the grievance last Tuesday and you got your way 3.5 weeks and you're both pissed.
That's the point. It's like, if it bothers you enough that it's still sticking after 3 weeks, it's deserving of the grievance, you know?
Bottling it up seems unhealthy.
Somebody says one of their piece of advice that they do over on the we use YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. They said one of their things is if they don't like the way their husband is acting like towards them, if they're being rude, they boo them. Just boo! Just start actively booing them in the house if they're being like rude or out of control. No good for you?
That seems no.
This would be like
just gonna boo you? What?
In fairness, if you're getting booed, it makes you not want to
not behave in that activity not anymore, right? Not act that way anymore.
That just sounds super annoying.
In fairness, I think that's wouldn't that be the point though, Cody? Like, I don't know if I would do this or we would do this or you and your wife would do this, but theoretically, if something happens and I need to make them feel bad without actually saying it. And I'm tired of telling them this thing. I'm just going to boo them, plain and simple. And I'm going to be annoying till they understand that I don't want this to happen to me. So I'm going to act better so that it doesn't happen.
I also think here's another one that I think applies to my relationship that I don't apply to everyone. I think depending because like kids and noise and all this, you know, like you got a lot of things going off. I think it counts as quality spending time if we are simply in a room together and not saying anything. I think it counts if we are simply like a show is on or I'm both looking at we're both engaged in the same activity. Good enough. Like we are spending time. We're not separate. We are spending time together. Words don't always have to be spoken for it to be quality time.
Yeah. The booing the spouse thing. That sounds like I'm hung up on that. That sounds just like a terrible idea.
That wouldn't work for you. That's annoying. Somebody else's relationship.
Probably wouldn't be involved with that person to begin with. If that's like their mentality, we're just going to boo each other. That just seems very unrealistic.
But I don't think that's a,
like,
look, I'm gonna be honest. If you're friends with your significant other in a way and you get booed, I think it's not, you shouldn't be taking things so literally, and this is coming from a person who tends to do that sometimes, but doing it like if there's good intention behind it, then I don't think there's any problem with it.
I got to be cool. Like where I get in trouble is you got to gauge a mood because I tend to be like a teaser or joke or and like, if it's not in the right time, I gotta rein it in. I can't just be a constant annoyance.
Yeah. Right.
To my wife. If like, the mood is not appropriate, you know, like, because I make inappropriate jokes. We were like in a meeting with school officials for our kid the other day, and I made a joke that did not land.
What are you making jokes at the school, Cody? What are you doing, man?
Dude,
what are you doing?
It was like three administrators. I thought I was going to hit, dude.
That's
a stupid take, and you're a stupid person.
It was a bad time.
It did not hit.
Up next, we'll talk draft and someone that definitely has great relationship advice. Jay Binkley joins us right here on Cody.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing. Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Gold.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.